This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
This is Coffee with Timmy.
Hello. Welcome back to Coffee with Timmy. How are you doing? It's been a while. I haven't posted anything in about 3 weeks, I think. And I've actually missed this. But I've just been... I've just been living life, okay? Before I start, let me ask, have you subscribed to my channel? Are you on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music? I'm on so many channels. Just go through your channel and press the button. So before I start, let me ask you something. Have you ever watched a hamster running in a cage? You know, it's going round and round. I look at it and sometimes I think, does it want to stop? Is it able to stop? Does it know that it's not going to go anywhere? You know, does it ever think, well, if I'm not going somewhere, maybe I need to get off now? No matter how fast it runs, it's stuck in the same spot, isn't it? Yes, I do know that sometimes it gets off, and I mean, sometimes it eats, but when you watch it, lately, life has been like that. It's been exactly like that. When I think about burnout, I used to think, oh, you know, stockbrokers, busy executives, CEOs, people doing some kind of pressure work and all of that. But I'm finding that as an educator, I am constantly busy. I am working hard. And anyone who says teachers are always on holiday, if I can get out of this and get hold of you. So I also find myself saying yes to more things than I ever did. And it just feels like I'm going nowhere. To tell you the truth, this business of saying yes is exhausting. I find it so exhausting. For years, I was the queen of no. I say that, and for those who know me, you know that anything you want to ask me, I just say no. The first thing I say is no. No, 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 no. Without even hearing the question, I just say no. I'm not saying this with pride. I'm not saying with arrogance. I'm just being honest. What I didn't realize then was saying no was my boundary. It was actually my way of pressing pause. Even before I hear the question, I hear the request, it was my way of pressing pause, you know, and to check in with myself to see, do we have the headspace for what is coming? Do we have the time for what is coming? Do we, when I say we, I mean me, my body, my brain, do we have the time or do we even want to do it? And I had no problem saying no. I mean, that doesn't mean I don't rethink some things and say yes, but that no gave me space. It gave me time and it gave me peace. Peace to be me. Somewhere along the line, I slipped. I'm going to say I slipped because I don't think I did it consciously. I found myself saying yes more often. I know I intentionally, in a particular relationship, I decided I would say yes more often. But I think it slipped into all areas of my life, or more areas of my life than I would normally. I've wondered it too. And what it has done, oh boy, is to make me tired. I feel it's robbed me of rest, of joy, and definitely of energy, because I'm constantly busy doing something. If not here, it's there, it's somewhere else. And I don't know how I got here. Today is a public holiday. Oh, if you're in South Africa and you're listening to this today, happy Heritage Day. So today is a public holiday. And normally I'll have a book or two that I'm going to read for the day. Yeah, I read that fast. I can finish a book or two in a day. And have my cup of coffee. But guess what? I am so tired. I can't even bring myself to read. I just want to sleep. I feel so drained. To make it worse, there is no coffee in the house and I didn't realize it. So I'm really out of sorts right now. I find myself eating emotionally. I'm okay. Not just now. I'm an emotional eater. And right now I find myself eating a whole lot of junk food, of chocolate, of biscuit. I'm too tired to even cook. I don't want to even look at the kitchen. I'm too tired to take a simple walk. I'm restless. I'm irritable. Ooh, dear listener, I am running on empty. That's it. I'm running on empty. And it just hit me. I'm living without boundaries. That's the problem. I'm living without boundaries. And, you know, I didn't think of it as living with boundaries or without boundaries until something I read recently. And I used to think to myself that when you talk about boundaries, you're talking about relationship with others, not relationship with myself. But that's what it is. And I realize now that boundaries is also about protecting myself. When you have boundaries, you're protecting yourself, you know? And without them, I feel I've given and I've given and I'm still giving and I actually don't have anything left because I'm on empty now. And when I'm on empty, I have nothing else to give anybody else. Not my family, not my work, not myself. So boundaries aren't selfish. They're survival. So what I'm saying to myself today, which is why I finally picked up my equipment and said, okay, you need to do a recording. Maybe when you hear it out loud, you're going to speak to yourself as much as whoever else is listening. So I'm reminding myself and reminding you too, I hope, that it's okay to say no. It's okay to press pause. It's okay to put yourself first. There is nothing wrong with being selfish. And I should know this because I say to people all the time, it's okay to protect your space, to protect your joy, to protect your health. It's definitely okay to protect your peace. So I want to go back to dancing in my living room. I love doing that. I'm not a great dancer, but I love dancing. I want to go back to reading for hours. You know, I used to lose sleep from reading. I just want to sleep now. I want to walk again. I want to go for walks. I don't want this tiredness. I want to simply be me again. Be me without the guilt. And I know the first step is for me to bring back my boundaries. I'm going to close this by asking you this. Where is your life? I mean, where in your life have you been saying yes when your heart is screaming no? What would it look like if you gave yourself permission? Just allow yourself to set boundaries again, to send your boundaries today. Last week I was somewhere and we had a question that said, if Google was your life, which city would you be now? Somebody said Cape Town. And I got what she was saying, but I didn't feel like Cape Town. I didn't feel like Cape Town. So until next time, ask yourself that question. If Google was your life, where would you be now? If Google was setting your life, where would you be now? Where are you saying yes when you really should be saying no? Until next time, subscribe, share. See you again. Bye for now.